The Osgood File, sponsored by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that really works. More at Kronos.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Here's something to think about the next time you fly. Although, actually, you might be better off not thinking about it. More after this from Charlie. A survey by a British pilots union finds a strong majority of pilots, 56%, admit that they've nodded off in the cockpit. And of the 56% who admitted nodding off, as many as 29% said that when they awoke, they found the co-pilot still asleep, implying that at some points during the flight, the two people capable of flying the plane had no idea what the weather was like, what the altimeter was reading, how much fuel was in the tanks. CBS consultant and Miracle on the Hudson pilot Sully Sullenberger says he's not surprised because pilot fatigue is real and pilots don't like to admit it.
Largely because of fear and also the perception among pilots that reporting does no good, that the reports that have been submitted have not been effectively acted upon.
Lucky for them, the autopilots these days are pretty good. As tired as the pilots are, Sully Sullenberger says they might have trouble flying the plane even when they're awake.
As airplanes are capable of flying longer flights and flying more flights per day, it's very predictable that because of fatigue, short-term memory diminishes, awareness, alertness diminishes, judgment diminishes, and the mental energy necessary to intervene and act effectively diminishes.
This poll comes on the heels of a report about two Airbus pilots who admitted to the British Aviation Authority that they had both nodded off at the same time in the cockpit. They explained that they'd only had 5 hours of sleep the previous two nights. But you know how to solve this problem? All you do is you rip out the seats from the cockpit, and you bring up a couple of seats from coach. Nobody can sleep in those. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.